And I just talked to him in the plain language. I told him and Deborah both, if they got a girl pregnant, that there wouldn't be a thing in the world to do but marry him. And I said that still wouldn't make it right. And that's the way I talked to him. And I always tell him that a boy ought to expect a girl to be just as clean and nice that they was going to marry as the girl would want them to be.
If the boy asked the girl to marry him and she turned it down, what would you say? If she didn't want to marry him, you'd say she
rejected him.
Were there any joking ways that you might say that?
Turned down. But I always told Joe that when he'd go bugging me about not letting him kiss me, I'd say, well, we just laughed and I got married no way. We was engaged 3 times before we did get married. And I remember one time that we broke our engagement, and his grandfather was in the store over here in town, and I was in town with my sister, Nettie. And this old gentleman, the one I showed you the picture, was in the dime store, and he had some kind of a little package under his arm, like a pair of holes in a bag or something. And she'd make like she was going to get close enough, jerk that out from under his arm, make him think it was me. And back then, things like that would just get by with me so bad. But we had a good marriage.
What kind of entertainments did you go to when you were younger? Did you go out in the evening? You just said you went to
The only place we could go a date and back when I was growing up was church, prayer meetings on Wednesday night, and church on Sunday and Sunday night.
Did you go to dances?
No. The only time that I ever went anywhere with Joe before we married like that, we slipped off one night and went to a picture show. Mm-hmm. I wasn't grounded then because I was almost 18, but my mother lectured me about getting out. There was several of us. There's too many went in a car. It was just a one seated with a rumble seat. And mostly what she got asked me then was about it being dangerous, that many in a car, you know, out late at night.
People around here doing square dancing?
Oh yeah, not close here. They have a Legion, American Legion Hall over here on Highway 5, and they have square dances over there. But most of the people that goes to dances goes to Alpharetta. Mm-hmm. My niece, the one that's the beautician, she goes down there. Her husband's been dead 15 years, I guess. He got killed at Lockheed. And she never did remarry, and after her 2 girls got grown, well, she goes out to dances a lot. She's still just in her early 40s. She's still just a young woman, but she never did remarry.
If they had a party for the bride and groom, maybe where they were firing rifles or doing rough things.
They call that celebrating, but that never did take place around close where I was. I mean, I never did know nothing about like that. It's just mostly quiet. And what they call honeymoons, they didn't do that. I remember that me and Joe, we married on Saturday. The 2nd of July, well, the mill always give a week off of the 4th,